Leo D'Adam first arrived to take charge of the Bulambi Works Office in 1963. He speculates on the origins of Lawrence Hargrave Drive.
I spoke to some historians around here years ago, and they led me to believe originally it was a Aboriginal track, and then the cattle were brought into the area and the cattle found their way around. Back in the 1860s, there was a petition made to Parliament for funds to be provided for construction of the road. And no sooner had they commenced on the road, that 200 tonnes of rock came down and wiped it out.
Greg Cotsey is Chief Engineering Geologist at GHD Longmac. He's had a long association with the area surrounding Lawrence Hargrave Drive.
The most striking feature about it is the sheer magnitude of the site, the fact that you have the full range of Triassic and late Permian strata exposed at the very top of the escarpment, which occurs above the Lawrence Hargrave Drive rock cliffs, is characterised by Hawkesbury sandstone, so that's middle Triassic of age, and you get the full sequence from the Hawkesbury right down to the Illawarra coal measures. So that covers in time a span of about 40 million years, and from the Hawkesbury down to sea level is about 300 metres. So it's very unusual to have all those strata covering that time span exposed stratigraphically at one location.
So you're actually looking at 40 million years?
All in one glance, that's right, it's quite impressive.
The weather and the climate interact with the sandstone, what happens when it does?
Well, sedimentary rocks are all susceptible to weathering and erosion upon exposure to the elements. The sandstones, siltstones and shales, they all react a little differently, but it basically acts to break them down. You get the processes of natural cliffline regression. The site mechanisms are a range of rockfall failure mechanisms, sudden brittle failures, toppling, sliding, right through to debris flows, debris slides, mud slides during wet weather, and embankment failure and subsidence also during wet weather. So it virtually covered the full gambit of geotechnical failure types all in one site area.
Although coal was found as early as 4 years after European settlement, it was not commercially mined in the area surrounding Lawrence Hargrave Drive until 1878, when the Coalcliffe mine opened. Mining attracted employment from the surrounding areas, and as new mines set up, villages grew along the coast. Their names were mostly associated with coal mining and the topography. Coalcliffe, Clifton, Coaldale. Lynn Bush has researched the early history of Clifton Township and its mine.
When they first started the mine up, they had tent camps along the creek, and there was I think it was typhoid went through the tent village, and they had to all be disrobed. Their tents were burnt, and so was their clothing and all that. You've got to remember that this village, even though it looks small now, in its heyday, there was about 600 to 800 residents here, and there was a Catholic church, Anglican church in the Catholic church. There was two hotels and a stagecoach terminal area where they used to refresh their horses, and then they'd be off to Waterfall the next day. It was the link with Sydney and here. Yeah, and they had a baker, they had a butcher, they had a general store, billiard rooms, and a boarding house. Also a convent. And there was a doctor's surgery, a quarter penny sessions, and quite a large railway station. Yeah, so you've got to remember that the village itself was self-contained and they didn't have to go out much in early days. But it was the link to where they worked, and it was the link to the jetty where the colliers, you know, used to call in and they'd load them.